the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Finally this morning, back to the story of the week, Donald Trump. He is, of course, a regular visitor to his golf course in Doonbeg, and many people there are looking forward to his next visit as president. But do visits from US presidents really make a difference to local businesses? Our reporter, Shifra Mulqueen, has been finding out.
It was so exciting as a child because up to that point, America to me was the 18th. Coca-Cola, Dallas.
You deserve to fry in hell, J.R.
To have the president of the most powerful country in the world find that his great-grandfather came from our little village. It was the stuff that American movies were made of.
Singer-songwriter Gemma Hayes remembers the 1984 visit of Ronald Reagan to Ballyporeen, County Tipperary.
The lead-up to it, there was a lot of Secret Service that were scoping the area. There was a sound of helicopters, just this crazy foreign sound. On the day, just thousands of people. I'd never seen so many people in our sleepy little town. There was Farrell's Pub, that became the Regan Lounge. There was our local Donovan's shop, sold everything. Flags, cups, hats. Farmers were encouraged and paid to kind of be around the village with their donkey and cart, as if this was our daily life. I went with my granny. We had to go through the security and she had to hand in her bag and she didn't want to. Security took pity on her. She said, I don't want you to look at my bag. It's all my personal stuff and my rosary beads. And they had a laugh and he let her through. And I was thinking, wow, granny, you'd be a great assassin. I was sort of shuttled in with my two sisters into the parochial hall to dance a jig and a reel in our green skirts and Aran jumpers. I had a head full of ringlets I wasn't too happy about. There was a sort of a shuffle. What I saw was like elderly men and women with very bouffant hair were brought in and set at the front. So I just thought, whoa, you know, I'm sure the president must be one of those old guys. And then we were told to like dance, you know, they put on the music. I danced my socks off. That was my first gig at 6 years old.
As a savvy six-year-old, Gemma wasn't missing out on a business opportunity.
What I loved was not just the day, it was the aftermath. Busloads of tourists that would arrive for weeks and weeks and weeks that summer. Bette Midler came to Ballyporeen. Limousines driving past our house. We had six beehives and we would sell honey and we would have all these Americans coming in with our little sign. I mean, why not? Good local Irish honey. A bit of the pure drop.
January 23, we started the renovation of this old petrol station that was closed down. It was 14th of April that he visited and we were literally turning the coffee machine on the evening of the 13th of April. Two nights beforehand, we were literally sleeping in the place. We even put up a sign calling Jimmy's temporarily the Biden Corner.
Owen Duffy, owner of Jimmy's Coffee Drive-Thru in Ballina, County Mayo, made the decision to fast-track the opening of their business to be ready for Joe Biden's visit.
Started designing little quirky cups that we could put President Biden on it. I just had a little slogan with Keep the Faith, Joey. I think he actually said it in Ballina that night.
Keep the faith. Mail for Sam!
There was people afterwards, Shifra, that were coming in, calling from Texas and saying, well, do you mind if you could send over like a ream of those cups? And yeah, so 15,000 cups were ordered. They were gone within those few days. So we got the contract for the Secret Service for the catering, for their coffees and their takeaway sandwiches. And they'd kind of knock and it was funny, like with their shades on and real serious heads. And then we just give them their cup of joe, ironically enough. Since the visit as well, it's been a huge success. We have two locations in Mayo at the minute. We are now in the motion of opening in Washington, D.C. in spring of 25.
It was like our first time in the White House and it was a big, massive party. You know, you tell people you're going and they'd be saying, oh, make sure you bring back something, make sure you bring back something. Sure, my pockets were full of napkins, you know, with the presidential stamp. Sure, I was getting awful looks. I was down hallways and I was checking out bathrooms and... this special tap and I was amazed by it, like, and this one Secret Service guy came in and he was looking at me and I said, I'm sorry, I'm a plumber, you know.
Another native of Ballina is Joe Biden's cousin, Joe Blewett.
When people then found out that I was in the White House, you'd meet them on the street, and I got out of the van one day, this elderly lady walked up by me. She goes, "Oh, you're the lad that's related." And I said, "Yeah, yeah." Oh, she said, can I rub off you? You know, and I'm rubbing my arm in the middle of the street.
With Joe's newfound popularity, he saw an opportunity for his plumbing business.
So I put a sign on my work van, and it's what I said was, "Joe Biden for the White House, Joe Blewett for your house." It was just plain and simple. More the crack than anything, like. But it just took off like wildfire. The next day, the van and myself were all over the world. The phone was just absolutely hopping. I remember I was changing a tap under a sink, and I had the phone on my chest. Like, the line I had was, "I didn't get a tap of work done." Boom, boom, shh. Like, they were ringing up from Japanese newspapers. A lady rang me from Dublin to see would I go to Dublin to do a job. I had loads of Trump fans ringing me. Like, one fella was roaring down the phone one day at me. I made the front page of the New York Times, which was cool. And I have a farm. This photographer from New York Times in the shed, looking at me feeding cattle. Got loads of business out of it. When I'd be working at the house, might be packing up the van. So they say, "Oh, can we get a picture of you out the back? Let's get a picture." One house, the whole family came out. So the biggest problem I had was I had to keep washing the van. It cost me a ball of money to keep the van clean.
We had 6 weeks notice to get everything done. Dulux sponsored paint, and every house in the village was painted, and everything was clean to an inch of its life. We shook both our hands, so we did. I believe in a firm handshake, and he certainly had one, and so did she.
"My name is Barack Obama of the Moneygall Obamas."
Alice Bergen is a supervisor in the retail department of the Barack Obama Plaza.
Every day we had loads of visitors, we had buses pulling up, so we were like celebrities. So we were.
"I've come home to find the apostrophe that we lost somewhere along the way."
The plaza has seen a constant flow of tourists since the opening of their visitor centre.
I've worked in the plaza for the last 9 years. On a daily basis, we would have anything between 5 and 20 buses. We have the cardboard cutouts. A lot of the time, we have to take the photographs for them. They're hugging them, they're kissing them, their arms are wrapped around them. Most times I see people, when they come in, their mouths are just open because they're looking and they're thinking, "What is going on here?" Most of them could be roaring, laughing. Some of them are just looking there going, "Maybe we're in the wrong place altogether." Where else would you see it? Only in Moneygall. Isn't it mad to think that we have all of this because of a local shoemaker in the 1850s who emigrated to America?
Nearly 60-70% of our business comes out of North America. Immediately after a presidential visit, you'll always see a boost of maybe 5 or 10% on top of that the following year. You take a certain gamble. If it's a popular president, you do very, very well. If it's not a popular president, you may not exactly push your boat out as such.
Mark Nolan is general manager of Drumolin Castle in County Clare. They've hosted a number of US presidents.
Bush's visit, he came, went into his hotel room, and then everything calmed down, all the press, everything kind of dissipated. But one of the photographers was waiting around the front of the hotel, just kind of shooting the breeze. And the president appears in his vest, looking out the window, the bay window, and he got this photograph. I suppose Bush being caught out at the window was also made huge press for the castle for months to come. Then you did have brochures, and we would have for that year done the resident of the president while in Ireland. They would often say, "Oh yeah, we'd love to see the room where he stayed in, or where was the meeting," or I'd just like to retrace the steps, particularly if they were Bush supporters.
With all the excitement and madness that comes with a presidential visit, some memories can get a little bit hazy.
I didn't really know what Ronald Reagan looked like as a six-year-old. And so I would tell people for most of my life that I danced for Ronald Reagan, until my sister quite recently told me, "You never danced for Ronald Reagan." And I said, "Well, what are you on? Of course we did." She said, "You know, he was way outside on a podium. He never came into the parochial hall. You're not that special, Gemma." I'm convinced that she's wrong, which wouldn't be new. I'm still going to say I danced for Ronald Reagan.
"And I'll never more roam from my own native home in Tipperary so far away. God bless you all."
Well, some very different times remembered there in Schieffer's report.